Music is often a way to trace the changes in culture and society overall. America experienced a period of turmoil and change during the 1960s and the 1970s. Powerful people were emerging from African-American communities to bolster their argument for civil rights by giving voice to the people. Many artists continue that legacy today. We should remember it is always important to extinguish the fires of racism, so please join Cerebral Radio CBR Talk in celebrating 20 powerful albums that has changed our world and continue to provide hope and inspiration for Black people and minorities in America. The 20 most powerful songs ever released from the Civil Rights era until present day will be count it down from number 20 all the way to number 1. Now, these are my picks. You may agree with some of the albums, and then you may not agree with others. But the point is that these are very thoughtful albums that spoke to racial issues in America. So please give all the albums that Cerebral Radio, my partner and myself, has chosen respect, because they were well thought out albums. And at number 20, please welcome Gil Scott-Heron's Pieces of a Man. The album was released in 1971, not to initial success, and it didn't enter the jazz albums chart until 2 years after it was released. This man was a lyrical craftsman, and many people slept on his ability to produce relevant, non-commercial jazz that directly addressed racial problems in America. And one of the most thoughtful singles from that album was The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And you will hear it right here on Cerebral Radio at number 20.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Don't touch my hair. When it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul. When it's the rhythm I know. Don't touch my crown. They see the vision I've found. Don't touch what's there. When it's the feelings I wear, they don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go where we meant to go. They don't understand what it means to me. But we chose to go.
Number 19 is A Seat at the Table. I have to be honest, I was never a fan of Solange, but after falling in love with A Seat at the Table on a first listen, I went back to her first two albums and I realized that this girl was a genius in the making. The album has the ability to put all social political problems on the table without sounding angry or pissed off. And at number 18, we got The Roots with Game Theory, released in 2006. The Roots crew inserted the moniker Legendary into their name early in their career, but at this point, the Philly bred hip-hop band has more than earned that honorific title. Now over 25 years into their career, the Roots have become one of the most respected bands in all of music. They are instrumental in the Tonight Show's many musical comedy bits, and it's an ideal platform to showcase their long-standing talents at improvisation and versatility. This single, Don't Feel Right, is at number 18. Check it out.
I don't know if I feel
Thank you.
Man, that's a sick bass line. Man, when I first heard this song, I believe I was high. Whew, man, that took me back. Anyway, originally titled Africa Talks to You and recorded partly in response to Marvin Gaye's social-political What's Going On, another era-defining album released in 1971, the year I was born, by the way. The album was a moody, murky indictment of the United States at the turn of the century. Stone worked on the album mostly by himself throughout 1970 and 1971. The other members of the group later overdubbed their parts, and Stone himself overdubbed even more on top of that. The result was a mix so thick and muddy that it perfectly suited the album's themes of disillusionment and despair. Remember, it's 1971. 1970, 1969, we are embroiled in war. A lot of problems at home, on the home front, with racial issues, riots, and murder, and just basically chaos. So it was a very, very turbulent time in our country. And with that, we will move on to number 16, which is Erykah Badu's Twinkle, from her very controversial New America Fourth World War Part 1. I'm going to give you a little bit of context. When we come back, I'm going to give a little bit more information about Erykah. Check it out.
What is there still someone up there?
Friend. If we have no choices, then we gonna fuck up.
I don't have to tell you things aren't good. Everybody knows things aren't good. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Young punks are running the street, no one knows just what to do, and there's no end to it. The dollar buys a penny's worth, banks are going under, cobblers keeping a gun under the counter. We sit watching our idiot boxes while some local anchorman tells us that today we've had 18 murders and 80 violent crimes, as if that were the way things were supposed to be. We know times are bad, worse than bad. People are crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going utterly mad, so we never leave our homes. We sit in our comfy abodes while the world is getting smaller, and we say, come on, at least leave us alone in our family rooms. Let me have my microwave and flat screen and my 20-inch wheels, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not gonna leave you alone. I want you to get angry. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to write your senator, because I won't know what to tell you to tell him. I don't know what to do about the recession and the inflation and the crime in the street. All I know is that you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, damn it. My life has value.
Listening to Twinkle by Erykah Badu. It's from the album New America, Fourth World War, Part 1. It comes in at number 16 on our countdown. The album was released in 2008. The last part of that song always takes me out. It's slightly apocalyptic. It's kind of reminiscent of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On and Sly and the Family Stones. There's a riot going on. And Erykah kind of brought it back home, and she made a lot of people think about the times we were living in with that album. So much props to her. That's why she has earned her way at number 16 on our countdown, which is a very cool countdown, I think. You guys need to listen in and check up on us and see what we got going on. It's a very cool idea to sort of reminisce about some of the things that we've gone through as a community, and how we use music and song to sort of get us through some very tough times. If you want to check out the article, go to www.cerebralradio.com and, you know, kind of bounce around and check out what we got going on over there. It's pretty cool. This particular countdown is a little bit long, so I'm going to do it in four parts. You've just listened to part one of our countdown. So come back next week and check out part two. And until then, I appreciate you guys listening. You are listening to Enter the No Fear Zone. I'm G. Until next week, have a good one.